In this bulletin, three new cases of COVID-19 in Victoria and no deaths. The US government suing Google over alleged breaches of competition laws. And in AFL, Port Adelaide's coach Ken Hinckley named Coach of the Year. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Victoria has detected three cases of COVID-19 and there have been no deaths. The number of mystery cases, those without a known source, has dropped from 13 to 10. Melbourne's 14-day rolling average for new cases has dropped to 6.2, while regional Victoria's is 0.4. Premier Daniel Andrews says a person who first tested positive in July and then again more recently appears to be a case of reinfection.
There have been very, very few reported cases of reinfection around the world, but it's also the case that persistent shedding over a long period of time can be a feature of this virus. This is understandably frustrating for everyone involved, whether this is in fact a positive case or not, but we do take a very cautious approach, and I think that is the best way to go, in fact the only way to go.
And there's been a community backlash that's forced the Victorian government to reverse a decision to allow people to attend horse racing meetings this weekend. A deal was struck to allow 500 owners and connections to attend the Moonee Valley course on Friday and Saturday, but just hours after it was announced, the Victorian Racing Minister, Martin Pakula, tweeted he'd reverse the decision. The chief executive of the Moonee Valley Racing Club, Michael Brow, says the club was surprised the approval was reversed only hours after it was granted.
To proceed with a limited number of owners attending the 2 days of the Cox Plate Carnival, but we certainly do appreciate the feedback that's come in from the community. We respect and we support the decision by the government now to rescind the approval that was granted. It is disappointing that it has played out like this.
Chief executives from seven major companies, including Wesfarmers, the Commonwealth Bank and BHP Billiton, have signed a joint letter urging the Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews to reopen the state's economy. The chief executives warn the current restrictions are unsustainable and they're calling for the careful and staged return of office workers and the small businesses that provide services to them. Victoria's retail sector is expected to reopen on November the 2nd or earlier, depending on case numbers. Overseas, and British researchers will deliberately expose vaccine participants to the coronavirus in what's called a human challenge study. Up to 90 young volunteers will be given one of the trial vaccines early next year and then be infected with COVID-19. Professor Peter Openshaw from Imperial College London says he hopes the trial will speed up the discovery of an effective vaccine.
The great advantage of these volunteer studies is that we can look at each volunteer very carefully, not only during the infection, but also prior to infection, and we can work out exactly what's going on at every stage, including the period before symptoms actually develop.
The United States government is suing Google, accusing the company of breaching competition law to preserve a monopoly over internet searches and online advertising. The lawsuit by the Justice Department and 11 other states alleges Google uses its market power to fend off rivals. Associate Deputy Attorney General Ryan Shores says one example is Google's use of distribution agreements.
Google unlawfully maintains these monopolies through a web of exclusionary and interlocking agreements that shut out competitors. For example, Google collectively pays mobile phone manufacturers, carriers, and web browsers billions of dollars each year from its monopoly search advertising revenues to be the preset default search engine.
Google has called the legal action deeply flawed. France is awarding its highest honour to the history teacher who was beheaded in Paris after showing his students caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad. Education Minister Jean-Michel Blanquer says 47-year-old Samuel Paty will be posthumously awarded the Légion d'honneur.
He was a very good teacher, he worked a lot, and he was faithful to the Republican values, and he made his job. And because he was making his job in a good way, he was killed. So it's, of course, dying during a service, a public service, and dying for the country.
In the AFL, Port Adelaide's coach Ken Hinckley has been named Coach of the Year by the AFL Coaches Association. Brisbane Lions coach Chris Fagan was runner-up and Geelong's coach Chris Scott coming third. Let's see what the weather's doing for you around the country at the moment. In Perth, it's a partly cloudy day, a top of 25, much the same for Adelaide. Also partly cloudy in Melbourne, 19 degrees, possible shower in Hobart, 17 for you, 23 degrees in the capital. Partly cloudy for Canberra. In Wollongong, it's sunny and 23. Much the same for Sydney, where it's 24 degrees. It's also fine in Newcastle, 26. It's a partly cloudy day in Brisbane, 27. Mostly sunny in Cairns, 32. Much the same for Darwin, where it's 34 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom. And for news in depth, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast or visit the SBS page, sbs.com.au/news/audio.